I think Greg was wrong about many of the things he just said, but it doesn't offend me, his enthusiasm. So I appreciate enthusiasm, but he's enthusiastic. He has zeal without knowledge, as the beginning of Romans 10 says. Now, in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3, he says, I'm violating the passage that says don't forbid marriage. Well, let's go back to Leviticus. In 1 Timothy 4, verse 3, when it says it's wrong to forbid marriage, it's talking about scriptural marriages, not sinful marriages. For example, here we have compared gay marriage with having relations with an animal. Greg, would you be in violation of 1 Timothy 4, 3, which says don't forbid marriage, if you tried to teach it was wrong for a woman to marry a horse? Would you be forbidding marriage, guilty of forbidding marriage, if you said women should not marry horses? So he agrees with me. He agrees with me that it's not wrong to forbid just any marriage, and the truth is it's only wrong to forbid a scriptural marriage. So his point is not correct. Certainly, a gay marriage is not correct, and we'll get to Matthew 19 in a minute. He says, I'm not showing love in what I'm doing here tonight. There are many passages that show that when we really love somebody, we will point out things that will keep them from going to heaven. For example, in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6, it says, For the whom the Lord loveth, there again, for whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. So the Lord chastens his people because he loves them. The very reason I'm saying what I'm saying tonight is because I love you. It's because I'm trying to tell you what the Bible has to say so that you can go to heaven. So let's go to Matthew 19:9. This defines the definition of a marriage, a scriptural marriage. So you should not forbid a scriptural marriage. And one of the things that makes a marriage scriptural is that the partners are male and female. This was first defined in Genesis 2:24, where Jesus quotes from. And he says, Here have you not read that he which made them at the beginning, Genesis 2, made them male and female, and said, For this cause shall a man leave father and mother, shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Greg said, this chapter, this section, is talking about divorce. He's right about that. It is talking about divorce and what constitutes the scriptural divorce, only for fornication. But in doing that, Jesus constitutes a definition for what marriage is in regard to what we're talking about tonight. He says, God made them in the beginning, male and female. A man should leave father and mother, shall cleave to his wife, not his husband. So a marriage, a scriptural marriage, the very beginning, to start with, is a male and a female. So it's not wrong to forbid a marriage between a man and a man or a female and a female any more than it's wrong to forbid a marriage between a woman and a horse. Greg said, why didn't Paul or these other writers use a word that was clearly homosexuality, erastus? Well, because Malachi clearly condemned homosexuality. See these definitions? These people define this word as homosexuality. Arsenokarate. The definition are homosexuality. So they did. They used words that meant homosexuals, and they said it's wrong. Remember 1 Corinthians 6, verse 11, where he just condemned homosexuality? He says, and such were some of you. It proves you can change. It proves you weren't born that way. You can change. These people were homosexuals. Why would Paul have said that if it was okay for them to stay homosexuals? He's talking about homosexuality here, and he says, such were some of you. But now you're washed. Now you're clean. Why would he have said that if he didn't expect them to change for being a homosexual? Let's go back to Romans. Let's go back to Romans 1. I only have 1 minute left. Let's read that passage. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. For this cause God gave them up to vile affection. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burning their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of the error with me. Look, look at that. What's it saying? It's obvious it's talking about lesbians in verse 26. Verse 27 is talking about gay men, homosexual relations. And as I said, it's saying it's good or bad. It's saying it's wrong. There should be no doubt in your mind. Just read it for yourself. Read it out of your own Bible. There should be no doubt in your mind what it's condemning and whether or not it's saying it's right or wrong. Look at it. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it. I want to express my appreciation for Greg being willing to do this discussion. And he's got 5 more minutes. And for the church here being willing to host it. Okay? Thank you very much.